on Robin Hood Radio. It's something I was introduced to probably, I want to say, maybe a couple of years ago. I'm not good at with my timeline or remembering when things, what dates they actually happened. Death cafes, I was introduced to, and I did a few interviews on them, and I found it extremely interesting. Especially, I think at that time it was only like 3 or 4 years, maybe 5 years after my mother had passed, and I had dealt with hospice and the issues of death and making somebody feel comfortable or be comfortable, and that somebody wasn't really my mother who was dying. It was myself, my brother, my uncle, and different people in the family. So that's why death cafes have always interested me. And a classmate of mine, Lynn Martorell, has become very involved in the end-of-life sequences that everybody goes through one way or another. And Lynn is going to be hosting a series of death cafes every month, starting on Thursday, February 13th, at the D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village. Begins at 5:30 when they start. Lynn, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Marshall.
So let's talk about how what got you interested, not only in obviously death cafes and the end of life things that go on and how people handle them and prepare for them, but then to get involved yourself and become a leader of these death cafes, and also going on to be a certified end-of-life doula.
Well, it started back in the 1990s when a dear friend of mine was dying and asked me to be with him throughout his end-of-life journey. He was in a hospital, and I stayed with him and his family, and it was really an eye-opening experience to be there and hold the space for that person's wishes to be honored as he was dying. And that just piqued my interest. And so I was living in Hillsdale, New York at the time, and became a hospice volunteer for Berkshire County. And then when I moved back to Connecticut, did my training with Louisa LaFontaine for the Northwest Corner here training also. And I just felt like hospice is a great, great program. They just don't reach people in the way that I wanted to. So I decided to do a little bit more investigating, found out about end-of-life doula work, which is just a little bit more than being a volunteer with hospice. You really help the family and the person dying navigate through all the end-of-life issues. And we work alongside hospice. We're an adjunct to hospice. I think hospice has an excellent program. I just wish people could get on board with it sooner than later. Unfortunately, most people, I think the average time that they're on hospice is less than a week
before they die. You're right, because you know, when my mother was at her end of lifetime, I had to fight along with hospice to get the doctor to allow hospice to come in, which absolutely amazed me at that time. But once we actually took that right away and got that right, hospice was terrific on so many different levels. But what I look at when I now interviewing you and the other interviews on death cafes and what they offer is there is so much more emotional and feeling of comfort support that can come from having an adjunct like you along with hospice that wasn't available to us as a family.
Right. And doing these death cafes, I decided to focus on community education, because I truly believe that education is knowledge. And when you're afraid of something, if you understand it better, you're better able and better equipped to handle a situation. So I've been doing community education for the last 2 years. I did a program last year at the local library in Falls Village and another one in Canaan, and I just did a program through the Ed Advance program at the high school. But I decided to run these death cafes because I wanted just a place where there were no agendas, anybody can come. It's free. And anybody can come and talk about their fears, their comfortableness, whatever they want to talk about around end of life and death and dying issues.
Well, I wanted to point that out, that once again, we're speaking with Lynn Martorell, who will be hosting a series of death cafes, six, which begin on Thursday, February 13th at the D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village, 5:30 till 7:30. And after that, the second Thursday through July at the same time. I think what I want to get out of people's mind is that Death Cafe is not necessarily sitting there and talking about death in a morose way. It's quite different. If anybody has ever experienced an end-of-life experience like I have with my mother, where I was with her for a day and a half constantly, there are plenty of other things that I think people listening, majority of people listening to right now, don't understand that goes through the minds of family members when someone is passing away.
Right. And the confusion and trying to make decisions in a time that is stressful, it's really hard on the families and especially hard on the patients. And more people are trying to decide not to be in a hospital but to be at home. And we are very ill-equipped as a community even to handle these circumstances. We just need to support one another, and I think that we all can do this for one another. It's not rocket science. It's just getting over our fear of death. And death cafes typically are very lighthearted and very comforting. It's not a bereavement group or a support grief program. It's just a place to come and air out your thoughts, feelings, fears, whatever. So I'm excited to be running these. I think that the time is now. I did it in 2013 with my sister and a friend of mine, Suzanne O'Brien, back at the Irving Farms in Millerton, New York. And it was pretty well received, but we were a little bit ahead of our time, I think. And the death positive movement is really growing in leaps and bounds. In the last 7 years, I can't tell you how much change is going on, and it'll be exciting to see who comes to these death cafes and who's got an interest in learning and understanding more about death and dying.
Well, I was looking at your notes that you sent me, and you've taken six people now through the passage, which is a passage to end of life, and those six, I'm going to ask you, did the first one actually feel to you different than now that you've done this six times and now that you've got actually more knowledge under your belt? Do they feel different? Do you feel a little different each time you approach this sequence with family members or the individual that is going to die themselves?
Every person's end-of-life journey is truly their own and very different. And I take a moment to honor their sacred space. It's their journey. The family needs to be surrounded with love and support as much as a person that is dying. And it's just an incredible gift and opportunity that I'm given to be able to do this with people. It's just an amazing journey to share with another person. And, hey, we're all going to be there one day.
As a famous quote, and I forget who said it was, nobody gets out of here alive.
I mean, you're very right.
I forget who said that, but it's true. And, you know, and for people that are listening, and I want them to understand something, tell me if I'm wrong. If they go to a death cafe, if they go to your death cafe, let's say on February 13th, it really, I think, opens the door. And you say take away the fear. I think it's to take away the misunderstanding of what death is all about. And I think that's the more you can make people feel more comfortable in their own skin, the more they'll grow to appreciate and understand exactly what death is all about. Not only for them, I think it eases the fear on them, but I think there's you take company, more people that get together and talk about death and the effects of death and what goes on with different families, the more secure people will feel when they eventually get into that position.
Right, right. That's my hope, is that I can just add comfort to people's lives when they're going through this journey themselves or with a family member or friend.
Well, once again, a series of 6 death cafes will be starting up on Thursday, February 13th at the D.M. Hunt Library on B.B. Hill Road in Falls Village. It'll run from 5:30 till 7 p.m. And then after the one in February, each month thereafter, it'll be the second Thursday. They'll run through July at the same time. Lynn, much success with this, and I hope a lot of people turn out at these, because we live in an area that is very great. It treats seniors great. There's lots of programs for seniors. But I want to point out to me, and tell me if I'm wrong, Death Cafe is not just for seniors. It's for anybody of any age.
Correct. Correct. Anybody of any age is welcome. I hope that I will see friends, family members, and whoever has an interest in death and dying to come and share their thoughts and feelings.
Lynn, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you, Marshall. Take care.